Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply grand prize winners. Grand prize winners. Now, we must admit that we live in a competitive society. As such, everybody wants to be the ultimate winner in every single activity. In pro football, the grand prize is a Super Bowl trophy. In the Olympics, the grand prize is the gold medal. And the list goes on and on. And many people who desire the grand prize have never quite learned how to win. My friends and neighbors, it's a problem that's faced by a whole lot of people. And the goal in business is to be able to train those around you to win the grand prize. There's a way to do that, my friends and neighbors. Today, we're going to outline the 5 key elements for ensuring your victory in every situation. I challenge you to take some notes relating to this because this is going to help transform everything around your business environment. This is in our PRIZE acronym, and the P reminds us of the importance of persistence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, persistence. This is art and attitude of maintaining focus, drive, and energy in spite of the outcome. You see, persistence is an intangible element that all winners possess, and it's something that we can all acquire. You take, for example, Tiger Woods, who's recognized as probably one of the greatest golfers of all time. Did you know that he's played in over 352 total tournaments, and he's only won 81? And out of those 81, only 15 were majors, the equivalent to the Super Bowls of golf. You take LeBron James, for example. He's played 17 years in the NBA and only won 3 championships. So why do those people and how do they continue to have that same drive, that same energy, that same enthusiasm no matter what? I think they follow what I like to call the loop formula. It's just 4 key elements for maintaining persistence. First, it regards learning from the past, overcoming obstacles, observing others, and practicing patience. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can learn from the past. We don't have to live in the past, but we can learn from the past, and then we can all overcome obstacles, and then we can watch what others do and pick up positive patterns. And then last but not least, my friends, of course, we know that we can practice patience. Just like those people that I mentioned, Tiger Woods and LeBron James or Michael Jordan, you name it, those individuals did not achieve championships overnight. It took them time to win the grand prize. They didn't give up, they didn't quit, and neither will you or me. Yes, my friends and neighbors, step 1 is persistence. Step 2 is repetition. Repetition is simply the formulation of good habits. You see, persistence is something you cannot see. Repetition is something you can. Repetition is actually the result of persistence. Whereas persistence is an attitude, repetition is an action. So all we've got to outline is what are the things that we need to repeat. If I know what I need to repeat and I commit myself to repeating these things every time, I can get closer to winning the grand prize. What is it? First, I've got to repeat positive words. You remember the great boxer Muhammad Ali? He once said that it is the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, good things begin to happen. Yes, my friends and neighbors, whatever we're repeating is going to determine what we believe. And what we believe is going to become a conviction. And that conviction is going to create great things in our lives. You see, words that inspire are words that should be spoken daily. So I've got to repeat positive words. When was the last time you looked in the mirror and told yourself you were beautiful, you were dynamic, you were intelligent? When was the last time you smiled at yourself and was just so thankful for all the gifts that have been placed on the inside of you? We've got to repeat positive words. We've also got to repeat best practices. Yes, my friends and neighbors, things at work should be repeated every day. Actions that improve our outcomes are actions that should stay with us every single day. What are your best practices? In the military, they've got a certain set of best practices. These are outcomes and things that they're going to do every single day. In sports, the same thing holds true. In business, it's no different. In life, it's no different. There are things at work and we should practice them every day. After repetition comes innovation. Yes, my friends, I always say that victory is often born out of creativity, and creativity often thrives in adversity. So the more adverse the circumstances, then the more creative we seem to become. That's why we should never accept the status quo and as the only way to go. Innovation has allowed us to make the transition from horses to trains, and from trains to automobiles, and from automobiles to airplanes, and who knows what's next. Remember when we first started driving cars, they had a 5-speed transmission. They were a manual transmission. We had to actually shift the gears ourselves. Then the automatic transmission came, and all we had to do was put it in drive, and the car did the rest. Now we've got self-driving cars on the horizon. We all are in the ability and have the ability to produce world-changing ideas. Innovations on the inside of all of us. When was the last time that you recognized that an innovative idea was on the inside of you? If you ever want to cultivate creativity and innovation, take these tips and keep them in mind. First, spend time alone. By yourself with nobody else around, no television, no radio, no internet, just you and you alone. Then think constantly. Allow yourself to create and begin to imagine consistently. Then never argue. Yes, my friends and neighbors, arguing inhibits creativity. Live in joy. And last but not least, believe in yourself. Those things spark creativity like never before. That Z in our prize acronym reminds us of the importance of zeal. Yes, my friend, zeal is a fine art of pursuing life with passion. You know, the great artist has a zeal for painting. He can do it all day. The dancers and street performers have a zeal for entertainment. What's your zeal? Where is your passion? When you find your zeal, you find your victory. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to start thinking about the things that you love to do more than anything else, and then do them more often than you do anything else, and you will discover greatness is on the horizon. Victory is right around the corner. When you've got a zeal for something, you can do it. If you've ever done a job where you felt like you were a prisoner, you had to go every day, it made you upset. Said you wish you didn't have to. Then when you started doing something you love, whether it was cooking or baking or sewing or whatever, you could do those things all day. Wherever your passion lies is where your heart should be. It's what you should do every day. The E reminds us of the importance of education. It's simply the process of learning from others. There's so much knowledge at our disposal. All we've got to do is seek it out. What was the last book you read? What was the last mentor you had? Are you minimizing entertainment and maximizing edutainment? That's fine. Excitement and joy in learning. It's learning what you want to do and only focusing on knowing more about what you like doing. In other words, if you don't want to become a professional basketball player, then spend very little time watching other people play the game. If you're a businessman, study other businessmen. If you're a golfer, study golfers. If you get in the habit of saying, wherever my zeal is, I want to gain education in that area, my friends, we can win the grand prize. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. And if you enjoyed this training segment, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and a one step closer to achieving your goals.